Cooking Venison, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Had a question for executive chef and very avid hunter, Randy King.
Maybe you can comment. One of the most common things that I've heard from wives of sportsmen is, well, venison is so gamey and stringy. I hate it. What's your take on that?
My take on it is that it's just not beef. So if you take it and look at it from a different angle entirely and analyze what kind of cut that you're dealing with. So gaminess comes typically from it being overcooked. And a lot of that overcooked beef, medium well, venison medium well, that's where that gaming flavor comes from. So there's a couple of things that you can do to really alleviate that. The first one I recommend is just care in the field. The hunter gets the animal out of the field and gets it cooled quickly. A lot of that gamey taste goes away immediately. After that, the temperature that it's cooked to, well done, isn't very good on something without a lot of internal marbling. So the marbling is kind of fat in the muscle. Beef has a lot of it. Wild game, one of the things that makes it so healthy is that it does not have a lot of marbling. So you don't ever want to cook to that well done state on wild game. And then you got to say, all right, if it's stringy, whatever method that you're dealing with cooking it, probably not the right method. So if you're trying to make a steak out of something that's coming off of the shank or a brisket and they're trying to cut and grill a steak, it's not the right cut. You need to look at the method that you're using. So is it something that you throw in the crock pot overnight when you put it in and go to bed and then pull it out in the morning? So then you have a nice pulled venison, something that's not real chewy. That's what I look at. There's a lot of different things, probably the method, the care of it, and then just temperature that you cook it to.
Nice. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.